Okay, so we're at the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we were talking about the question of Zman in Gittin. So just to review, there were two different perspectives about Zman in Gittin. One of them was Shema Yechapeh Aloha, the idea that, for noble reasons, and doesn't want to see anybody suffer, but, you know, that which can obstruct the justice in this case. The idea of saying that she was already divorced when the infidelity took place. So we want to establish that. That's one perspective. The other perspective was peros, right? And we're going to talk today about, you know, when exactly the Baal has access to peros. So, right, we talked about the idea of the moral hazard that he's planning on giving her the get and he's eating off, you know, her dime. It's poor form, to say the least. Maybe more than that, but that's what we were discussing before we broke on Erev Shabbos. So let's just take a look. Maybe three lines in the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi Gittin Habayim Medina Sayam Demechtavi B'Nisan V'lo Matu Atishrei. It sounds, you know, like in today's day and age, how could that happen? Because nothing takes 6 months. But people in this Daf Yomi remember when things could take a month to get from. So in the ancient world, for things to take 6 months is nothing. It, you know, could take much longer than that. It could never get there if somebody was really far away, right? And it wasn't possible to travel back and forth. You could have situations for years. There was actually, it just so happened this week in the Kol, I remember the Kol Lahora at YU, Rabbi Bleich was talking this week about from the 1880s is the first major wave of Jewish emigration to the United States, right? And sometimes things wouldn't work out, you know. People may or may not be aware of this. What used to happen was is the men used to come. Why would the men come first? Not for fun, but the idea was they would be able to get jobs and send money back. And literally, you know, it's hard to even contemplate this for people who live in a privileged generation like ours, and literally send for members of the family one by one. Literally one by one. You know, because you're talking about having enough money to pay for a ticket. Like, you know, they don't have group rates. So who would be the last person to go? The mother, because you can't bring her over and leave the kids, right? Unless she had a sister, whatever it is. So there was a massive, as you know, I was learning about this for the first time. I hadn't been aware of this. In the 1880s, all of these Shilohs came up surrounding Gittin that were being sent from New York back to Europe, right? And you can imagine it wasn't like, you know, FedEx was, you know, doing an overnight flight, it was a very complicated thing. In the kashrus of the Gittin and this and that. So, you know, if you're talking about 6 months later, Mahawilu Chachamim B'takinasam, so what do you gain out of that? The Gemara says, well, they have a kal, they have a kol from the moment they're written, like shtaros in general. Once they have a kol, it's, you know, known that they've been written, so at least the zman and the get is helpful for those purposes. So there is a principle, let's see if anybody remembers, that a woman, from the time that she receives, or we'll talk about exactly how we date it, but a woman has to wait 3 months to remarry under all circumstances. Why is that? Anybody remember? Pregnancy. Right. Yeah, so Yitzchak said pregnancy, specifically.
He won't know which one's the father, if it's a 6 month or a 9 month gestation.
Exactly. Right? You know, paternity testing. The only way to avoid sveikos, real sveikos in terms of yochsin and sveikos in terms of mamzeros, right, Daniel, imagine that a woman, you know, she got divorced and married a month later. Now she's pregnant 2 weeks after that. Who's the father? And had paternity testing. So Zedin, she has to wait 3 months. Now what would you say in terms of when she has to wait from? What makes the most sense?
And then last word, physically contact with
you. So you could go two ways with this. You could say, well, what Yitzchak is saying is very important. You know, if they haven't had interaction with each other, so we don't really have to be choshesh. But it's always, there's a principle in the Gemara of Einah Petrapas Larayos, right? That it's really hard to be able to make that determination. You know, so that's one. Another way, if you just wanted to feel fail-safe mechanism, is let her wait 3 months from receiving the get. Just say, this, we're establishing an outer boundary point. Okay, so that's a huge machlokas. This is, please make a note of it, and I'll certainly make a note of it God willing, in our notes, this is one of the three or four most important machloks in Begidin. So, Me'ema Simon Leged, Rav Amar Mishas Nesino, Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. So Rav, normally of Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, we pass him like Rav Yisuri. So Rav says you just have to wait Yitzchak, like I was telling you, to the fact that get is given. So Shmuel says, once the get is written, right, we're correlating that, obviously, with their, you know, intimacy with each other. So Maskeler of Nasim Baroshi L'Shmuel, Yom Rishtei Nasim B'chatzir Acha Zo Asura B'Zo Muteres. So Levi Zoz Mangita Mochia Chaleha, V'Zoz Mangita Mochia Chaleha. Well, that's the whole point of having the date written into the get, right, that she's now permitted. So Tani Kavasi the Rav, Tani Kavasi the Shmuel, Tani Kavasi the Rav. There's Bryce support to each one. Hashaleach get liishto v'nishta shliach v'derech shlosha chadashim sheyegia liyada tzricha lahantin shlosha chadashim. The get yashan ein choshishin sheri lo nisyach enima. Get yashan is kind of a euphemism for the get was delivered, but it's no longer operable, and we do have these situations in practice. This is not even a rare thing where a new get has to be issued because it's been determined that after the get has been delivered, they went into yichud with each other. Then that can really undermine the viability of the get. So he says in that situation, we're not choshesh for get yashan, but we have to wait 3 months from zman nesina. And that seems like an appropriate policy in terms of determining if they haven't been with each other. The whole point is to avoid sveikos in terms of avos, in terms of paternity. What about Shmuel? Also, Tanit Kavasi the Shmuel Hamashlish Gedli Yishto VeAmr LaAlti Nen Lo LaAcher Shlosh Chadashim Mishenat Nulam Luteres Inasem Yad LeGet Yashan Ein Choshishin Sharei Lo Nisyach Edima. So, if a person gives a shaliach again and said, "I want you to give this to my wife after 3 months," the moment that she gets it, we're not penalizing her. Let her remarry right away. So, there it seems like it's really Mishas Ksiva. So, it turns out you have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. That's what we call Machlokes Gedolei Olam, the two greatest Talmidei Chachamim of their generation, Shmuel being a little bit younger than Rav and took over as the, you know, recognized Gadol Hador after the passing of Rav. So you have the titans, you know, that walk the face of the earth on each side of the Machlokes. So the Gemara says, actually, you know, it went from there. Rav Kanaver, a papa, Rav Ashi, Avdi, Mishas, Ksiva, they went with Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Avdi, Mishas, Nesina. They went like Rav, Vehochasa, Mishas, Ksiva. And the Gemara paskins, and this is again a collector's item, we paskin like Shmuel, Mishas Ksiva. Now, one of the reasons that we paskin like Shmuel, presumably, is that if you take a quick look here on this illustrious list of those who went like Shmuel, Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, and Rav Ashi. Why do we care? Who can tell me? Why do we care that Rav Ashi is on the list? Again, normally, Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, you're going to paskin like Rav, Halach, Kerav, Bisure. But what about Rav Ashi being on that list is going to tip the scales in favor of Shmuel? What principle is that? That's the principle, please make a note of this, of halacha kibasrai, that we follow the halacha in accordance with the latest of the Amorim. Who are the latest of the Amorim that we have? Ravina and Ravashi. The truth is it goes a little bit later, Marbury the Ravina. But the point is that Ravashi closed the Gemara, right? Ravina and Ravashi wrote the Gemara. So Daniel, if you have Ravashi on your side, right, that could tip the scales in your favor, even in a way that defies the natural rule. So the natural rule would have been paskin like Rav here because it's an issue of Isser V'Heter. It's an issue of, you know, even more than that, Arayos, really. So halacha kirav v'isure. But here, what we're saying is we're going to paskin like Shmuel because of the later Amoraim, he had, you know, Ravashi on his side. Okay, so obviously one of the things that we have to be very concerned about, Yitzchak, apropos your point, is if we're going to paskin Mishas Ksiva and not Mishas Nesina, what do we have to be like really, really, really on top of? That they weren't together, right, in the last 3 months, right? It's not like she had a, yeah, that's going to be a critically important issue. Okay. So, Itmar Memasai Ksuba Mishameta. So remember, the Ksuba is both a document which details responsibilities to each other, but also a document which is, in essence, can be a shtar chov. So let's remember that every 7 years, all of the chovos are mishamet. They go into remission. You can't collect them anymore. So the question is, when is a chov like that mishamet? And obviously, if people are married, you don't say, "Oh, her ksuva doesn't work anymore because we passed the shmita cycle," right? That would be absurd on its face. Anybody who knew nothing about Gemara, you would know that that couldn't be true. But when is it activated as a shtar chov? Right, the Ksuva, let's say, says that he owes her $50,000 or whatever it equates to today. So the truth of the matter is, it is a financial document. And after you've passed the Shemitah year, so lechora, the Ksuva will be Mishametas. So the question is, from what point in time? So Memesai Ksuva Mishametas, Rabbah Mishatifkom Vitiskov, she starts to collect it. Once she starts to collect it, she's activated, and the rest is considered Nova. Shmuel Amar, Pegama, Alpha Bishalo, Zakva, Zakva, Alpha Bishalo, Pegama, you only need one of the two. So Tanikavasi the Rab, Tanikavasi the Shmuel, Tanikavasi the Rab, Memesai Ksuva Mishametas, Mishatishkov Vitiskov, you need both. Pegama, Zakva, Zakva, Pegama, and Mishametas, Ajatifkom Vitiskov, Tanikavasi the Shmuel, Ones, Knas, Peter, Ksuva Sisha, Shazakva, the Milva. Now you consider it a milva, right? You've formally established it as a loan. Mishamtin. V'imlav ein mishamtin. So imesan niskafin b'milva. Mishas hamada b'din. From the moment that you contact the Beis Din. So amashmo, ksuva kemaisa Beis Din. Da'am emaisa Beis Din nechtam b'yom. Nechtam b'layla. Aksuva nechtemes b'yom. V'nechtemes b'layla. Okay, so again, here's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about the ksuva, but let's be clear. Would you consider this more isurin or dine mamonos? It's clearly right. Yitzchak is saying dine mamonos, right? Is the loan in the ksuva, or is the debt in the ksuva, I should say, going to go into remission? And this is clearly aliba de Shmuel, and in fact, Shmuel wins both bachloks in here today. One of them because Rav Ashi was on his side, be'isser, that it's mishas ksiva. The other, where it's more of a classical mamonos issue, so Shmuel is going to carry the day in that machokis. So again, Shmuel says it's like a ma'isa based in. So it's nechtav miyom v'nechtam balayla. So af ksuva nechtav es bayom v'nechtam es balayla. So ksuasa b'de Rabbi Chiya barav ichtu b'yom v'echtam alayla. Have a rav ha'asam v'lo ma'ar ma'luhu v'lo midi. So Rav was there, and you'd expect Rav to object, because it was only Shmuel that said it was like a ma'isa based in. So Rav was quiet. So le'emek Shmuel svir le. So maybe on this one, the Kuda agrees with Shmuel. So now asukin bo sa inin have with the tanim Reb Lazer, Reb Tzadok, Loshana Lakshen, asukin bo sa inin have asukin bo sa inin kasher. And then it's one thing if you have, you know, no connection and it's signed later that night, that's going to be a problem. But if, you know, in general, and this is a very important idea, we have to, you know, always relate to, is asukin ba'osa inin, if it just took a little bit longer, because, you know, you're writing up the ksuva, and the sofer is taking longer to write it up, and the edim are hanging around, and we're afraid that the edim are going to go somewhere, or whatever it is, so it doesn't make sense to, you know, hold their feet to the fire, and not to be machshir such a ksuva, which happened to be signed at night. You know, sometimes, especially Daniel, imagine a short winter day, nighttime comes at, you know, 4:30 in the evening, you know, and they got together at whatever it was, at 2 o'clock, and they're writing up a ksuva, and they wrote it up during the daytime, but, you know, it took the sofer a little while to write it up, especially it was a Sephardic ksuva. I say a Sephardic ksuva because, you know, they negotiated on the spot. You know, it's one of the fascinating things that happened. You remember when we learned ksuvos together. So they negotiated up on the spot, so it took a little bit longer. So, of course, you're going to be able to sign it at night. So Rabbi Shimon Machshon, remember my time to Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah, Kasavra, Kahimon Shinasanin of the Garsha, Shuv Enlo Peros. So I've been alluding to the Shita the whole time, that Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai says, you have got to be absolutely kidding me. Once he, you know, puts together the get, and he's determined to divorce her, maybe even if he hasn't written the get, but if he's sure in his mind that he's going to divorce her, you think he has the right to Peros? That's an outrage, right? Peros Nechse Malog, he has a right to those Peros? Come on. So he says, you know, absolutely, absolutely not Shubin Peros. I'm Rishlakish, Rishlakish, Rabbi Shimon, El Altra, Mimikan Be'at Asara Yamin, but if you wrote into the get that it's not going to be efficacious for 10 days, it might not be the most moral thing to do, but at least it's not aser. Lo chayshinan, shema piyas. Right? We're concerned in this case that maybe they got back together. Rabbi Yochanan, Rafila Mikan Be'at Asara Yamin, even if he wrote such a get, in Isa de piyas, kala isle the milsa. Rashi explains, because the neighbors will know if they're fighting. You know, when a husband and wives fight, they can fight like really loudly. And if we're living around the chatzer, you know, everybody's going to figure it out. So we don't have to, you know, consider this to be such a secret. So Itmar, Amr le asar kis v'get li ishti. Amr Rabbi Yochanan shnai mishum edin v'kula mishum tonight. It's a little bit spiteful, but Rabbi Yochanan says, you say to a group of 10 people, I want you to write a divorce document for my wife. So you only need 2 edims. What are the other 8 doing? So it's really levaisha b'rabim, very spiteful, but that he wants 10 people, a full minion, to know about the fact that he's divorcing her, so he's making a tnai. They're not really edim. We don't really care about their kashrus as edim. But he's looking for numbers. He's looking to make a stink about it. Nowadays, you wouldn't need to do this. You just put it on social media. You know, I'm going to divorce so-and-so. You laugh, but, you know, that's, you know, the world that we live in. The social media is, you know, a repository for Maaser Rishus, just like that. You don't even have to gather the people together and you can reach 1,000 instead of just 10. So Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Tznai V'Rish Lakish Amar Kula Mishum Edim. All of them have the status of Edim. So Echidam Yilam Adilo Amar Lahu Kulchem Atanar Melasar Kisvig El Ishti Amar Kosev V'Shnai Mechosmin El Adamar Lahu Kulchem. In the situation you said, all of you, my Binayu, Ike Binayu Dechosim Beitre Minayu B'Yomei, two signed during the day, V'inach Mikan V'Adasar Yamin. And the other one signed 10 days later. Ma Adamar Mishum Tanai Kosher. We don't really need them to be Edim. Who cares that they signed 10 days later? His whole point was just that she should be publicly embarrassed. Demandam mishum edim, but if you're really establishing his edim, possible. But we said before, is that according to the majority opinion, they have to sign bo bayom. They can't sign 10 days later. So yinam yikigon shenim tzachem eim karov opasol. Demandam mishum tanai, if they're not really edim, what do we care if one of them isn't kasher le'edus? Kasher. Demandam mishum edim, but if they have to all be viable edim, possible. So ichasim b'tchila karov opasol amin l'kasher v'amin opasol. Let's say, even according to the view that they don't all have to be, all 10 of them have to be kasher edim, let's say one of the psulim signed right off the bat. So it's one thing if numbers 3 through 10 weren't kasher, because you have the top two. So that's a machlokas. We actually passing that it's pasul, because you take a look at the first two signatures. So amri lo kasher, and one of them said it's pasul. So tanayu, amri lo pasul, asi li chufe b'shtaris the alma. So again, the concern is that you might switch it with, you know, other shtaros. We've had this point many times. So shtaros to Alma, obviously all of the Edim achasum and al ashtar count as Edim, right? Only when it comes to Gitei Nashim do we have this special category, which is not a happy category. You have Kedei Levai Shabirabim, that we're looking, the guy is just looking to embarrass her, and that you don't actually need, you know, Kasher Edim across the board. Okay. So how would Amalul Asar Kis we got the Ishti Chasim Betray Binayo Biyome Vinach Mikan Asar Yomim Masakam the Rabbi Shimon Levi Amalai Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismo Chalav B'Shasat Chach. This is a famous line in the Gemara that comes up in multiple places that we can rely on Rabbi Shimon B'Shasat Chach. It is Lachar Maisa. If we could write a new get right now, we would, but we're going to allow, just like Rabbi Shimon says, they don't have to sign Bo Bayom, so they sign 10 days later. We'll rely on Rabbi Shimon for those purposes. Amar Reish Lakish Lo Hechsher Rabbi Shimon La Alter. That's what we're talking about at night. But it's 10 days later. Lo, so how can Rabbi Yochanan spiro like? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. So since the whole thing is mishum tanai to embarrass her, which again we're not going to give the guy the menschlichkeit award. That's not my point. But you don't need kasher edin at that stage. So he says, you know, in that respect, he held like Reish Lakish ultimately. That it would be Mishum Edim. So the Chol Kosvin, you could write a get in the following. Dio, regular ink, Sam, Sikra, Kumus, Kankantum, Mechol Davar, Shushal Kayama. The basic principle in the Mishnah is that it has to be lasting. Well, now, what's the ultimate halachic nightmare here? The ultimate halachic nightmare, I see Nathan's already nodding, because you can figure this out right away. It's not hard to figure out, right? That you can't have a get that erasable ink. Okay, it has to be a Davar Shal Kayama, because that is literally a disaster, right? She's not going to be able to establish that she's no longer, you know, an Eishes Ish, right? That would really be, you know, you talk about all the sadists out there who are ma'agin their wives. This would be like the ultimate form of sadism, giving her, you know, a get that actually happens to be pasul, you know, because, you know, it's disappearing ink, you know, a very horrible thing. So in case when those be ashkin, lama maybe heroes, lama chal davar shenem iskayim, al kol kosin, al ha'ola, shol zayas, Karen shall para venosin la sapara, little unorthodox. Al yad shall eva venosin la sa eved. Rabbi Yossi Aglilo mean kosin la davishesh baruachayim, nothing alive, right? No animals, no avadim, velo ala ochlin, and not on food. Okay. So dio, diusa, sam, sama, sikra, samarabba barchana, sikra sa shema, kumus is kuma, kankantum, amarabba barchana, mishmo, charta de ushchapi. All right, so. Again, different kinds of ink and related things. So, some kind of a fluid, but you made it stabilized. So, Tani Rav Chia kisvu be'aver b'shachar b'shichar kasher itvar. Now, the Gemara is now going to relate to ksiva in gittin, right? The pasuk says v'chasav l'sever krisus v'nas on the other. So there's a din ksiva begittin, and there's a din ksiva le'inin melacha b'shabbos. So the gemara says itver hamavir diol gabe sikra b'shabbos yochna yishalki shem terbayu chayev shtayim achas mishum kosi v'achas mishum mochek diol gabe diol sikra gabe sikra pater sikra gabe diol amila chayev amila pater. So let's go through the cases. So let's say I have, you know, imagine this way. Like you have, like, these kinds of letters that are not really, the ink isn't fully established. So what happens is, but there's like a molding, so I pour ink over them. So now, if I did it on Shabbos, it was Chai Mishum Kosev, because I formed two letters, and also Mishum Mochek, because what happens to the bottom letters? They're effectively erased. They've been replaced by the top. So there'd be a Chi of Daraisa. And so the Gemara says, that would be true of Dio Algabe Dio or Sikra Algabe Sikra. In all of those cases you'd be potter because you're not erasing anything and you're not creating anything new. You're just creating more of what already exists. But what about Sikra, which is a lower level ink, Algabe Dio? So one of them says you're Chayev and the other one says you're potter. So I mean the Chayev Mocheku, that you're erasing the more permanent Dio regular ink. Amrila potter, those who say that you're potter in such a case, Mikalkelhu. You know, Mikalkel, generally speaking, by Shabbos, Mlechas Mach Shabbos Asr Torah. And this is not the most constructive way of writing. If I'm going down from a superior level of writing to an inferior level of writing, that's Mikalkel. That's a fundamentally destructive act. Okay, so by Menerish Lakshrim Yochanan, Edim, Shein Yosvin Lachtom Mahu, Sheyichtuv Lamasikra, if they don't know how to write their signatures, right? What can you sort of form the outer boundaries of the letter and put in low level ink, and then you know viacht muksav elyo muksav o enoksav. And what they could do is they could basically like pour in, you know, along these you know, like following the sketch you've already outlined it for them. Is that considered to be sufficient? So amalei enoksav, that doesn't work for getting amalei v'aloli matanu rabenu ksav elyo muksav l'nin Shabbos. But in Shabbos this would be chayv amalei v'chim neishanu medam enasa ma'isa. He says that was misvara, but you know we're not going to rely on it for purposes of Eishes Ish. Let me just make a point here. Anytime, very important mythological point. Anytime that we're comparing institutions across different tchumen in halacha, one of them is in Shabbos, one of them is in Gittin. Then you know this is one of my favorite things in learning, Martin, is that the definition of writing for purposes of a get is not the same as the definition of writing for purposes of Shabbos. By Shabbos, as we already saw before, we have considerations of Mekalkel, of Mlechas Machsheves, Asra Torah. So it's much less about the standard Maisa than it is, you know, about this being a creative act, okay? So as long as it's creative act, that here you created, you know, a Totsah, so whatever, you had it outlined before in lower level ink, and then you pour ink into the mold, that's not a standard way of writing, you know, with a quill or whatever it is. But it comes to a very, you know, Mlechas Machsheves, it comes to a creative gesture. But maybe forgetting that's not defined as ksiva, right? That's what we just said, right? We're going to have a different standard. So that, I think, is a very, very, very significant point. And you always want to bear that in mind. Again, Daniel, this is not something which is natural for people. Like if we say, is it writing or is it not writing? You expect the answer to be the same for purposes of documents, for purposes of gittin, for purposes of Shabbos. Any area in halacha where we consider writing to be important, ksiva, sefer Torah, you know, anytime you have a formal halacha of writing. But you know what? That's wrong. The answer is that writing is defined in a differentiated manner, okay? It's all defined relative to those standards in halacha, okay? So that's a very, very, very important principle. Think about it as state law, not as federal law. Something could be defined as speeding in one state and not speeding in another state, right? It depends on the specific regulations within that area. Okay, good. So Itmar, Edim Sheni Yodim Lachtob. So what do we do again with these Edim, if you can't sort of, you know, give them a little bit of a sketch art? So what do we do? So Rabba Mekarin Lim Niyar Chalok. So you tear up pieces of paper. Umimimalin Esat Kuraim Dio. Okay? And you fill them up with ink. Ushmul Amar Be'ever. Right? With like literally molten metal. Be'ever Sagadad Dechad. Then Rabbi Chia Kasu Be'ever. B'shach V'shichur Kasher. V'kasha Be'avra Haba Maya De'avra. So Rivara Mar May Milan, Vatani Rabihia Kasume Terya Bafatsa Kasha, Lakasha the Upits, Hadlo Upits, you have to work it up to make it stabilized. Shame Milan, Al Gabi Mimilan. So Papa Mar Birok, what you do is you spit to form the outline, V'chein oy there a papa the rabba b'tura b'rok. V'hani mele begitin. Alo b'shtaros lo. Daho David uvda b'shar shtaros v'nagdei Rav Kaina. Rav Kaina wasn't going to tolerate it for other shtaros. So we'll pick it up on the top of Yates Amid Beis. But who can tell me if I've been a successful Magid Shir the last few weeks? You should be able to tell me right away. Why, when it comes to Gitei Nashim, are we going to be more permissive and say, all right, the Edom didn't know exactly how to sign, but we took out pieces of paper and we filled it up with ink for them so they could just sort of, you know, make a sign for their for their signatures. Why are we going to be more permissive when it comes to Gitei Nashim? What's our nightmare scenario? Daniel, I see you nodding. Go ahead. What are we worried about?
Aguna.
There you go. You went to the lecture on Shabbos, right? So you take advantage of any opportunity that you have to bring this get home. One of my Rebbeim, Rav Reis Shlita, the Abbesin of the Chicago Rabbinical Council, was telling me once about this guy who had been giving them a hard time. And he finally agreed. It was 3 a.m. He says, fine, I'll do it. They were in this guy's house 30 minutes later with a sofer, with the Edom. You do it right away, all right? Because it's Hatzalas Nefashos. You're saving her life. She'll be able to move on with her life. So, you know, again, when the hour calls, you get in there and you get it done. If it has to be done at 3 a.m, it has to be done in a prison cell. It has to be. We can tell stories from today till tomorrow. So the Gemara says, not for other shtaros, right? We're not going to rely on such a leniency, but you shouldn't be surprised, and nobody here is surprised, because we have much bigger leniencies. Mishum aguna. What do we say? Mishum aguna. An eid echad is acceptable. We'll rely on eidos isha. We'll rely on eid mipi eid. We'll rely on anything that we can, right? So, you know, within some boundaries. But the point is, Daniel, you hit the nail right on the head, right? That even though this is a suboptimal form of a signature, what's the bigger fish to fry here? The aguna fish. Okay. So, to review a couple of very important points. We talked about two machloksin between Rav and Shmuel. We paskin like Shmuel, and the obvious one of Dinei Mamonos, right, that all you have to do is zakfan memilva, you don't have to start collecting, and that's going to be sufficient for the ksuba to be turned into a shtar chov, and then the shtar chov is mishamed, okay? But the one that was a bigger chiddush was midini surei, when in machokas, in terms of when do we have to wait 3 months from, so we say mishas ksiva, but there we have to be very, very, very careful about inyane yichud. So those are two very, very, very critical issues. Then we talked about the formation of the get. And the basic principle in terms of the get has to be written in bedavar hamikuyam. It has to be written with something where it's lasting. Because if it's not going to be lasting, you're going to have the ultimate nightmare kind of scenario. And we said that the halachos of ksiva l'inyan gittin are not the halachos of ksiva l'inyan Shabbos. You can be chayiv mishum Shabbos, melechas machshavas hasar Torah. So it's a constructive act. You're going to be chayiv. Masha'ein kein. When it comes to other areas of halacha, we need it to be defined as a proper maisa ksiva. That being said, we're going to be more lenient in many cases when it comes to Gitei Nashim as opposed to Saros D'Alma because of the principles of Aguna. So, Mirza Shem, tomorrow we'll, you know, make up the half amud that we had left over a little bit, and we'll, full next daf, and from Yates Amud Beis through daf Chaf, and really, really looking forward to continuing. Again, we're very much now in the heart of the Masechta.
Thank you, Rabbi Friedman.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
You too, thank you.